Last night, the five Republican candidates who are hoping to defeat Superintendent of Public Instruction Diane Douglas in August hit the stage to debate. Douglas has been under fire recently for her move to remove references to the word evolution from the state high school science standards. The hour-long debate aired on Arizona PBS and Capital Media Services. Howie Fisher covered it all, and he joins us with the latest. So, Howie, let's start with the basics. Who are the players here?
Well, we had all five Republican candidates running, obviously led by Diane Douglas, who is the incumbent, and four other people who want her job. And that certainly put her on the defensive last night. You know, you had people like Bob Branch, who teaches educators at Grand Canyon University, talking about his experience. You had Tracy Livingston, who was on the Maricopa County Community College Board and a teacher, talking about the shortcomings there. Everybody had something nasty to say about Diane Douglas.
And of course, the issue of intelligent design and evolution became kind of a central thing here after Diane Douglas earlier this year proposed changes in high school science standards in the state and removed the word evolution from those standards. What did these other candidates have to say?
Well, three of the five candidates say they have no problem with intelligent design, although there were varying degrees on what they said. For example, Bob Branch, again, teaching at Christian universities, said nothing wrong with intelligent design, although I'm not necessarily going to push it as science. Frank Riggs said he wants intelligent design taught, again, not necessarily in science, but he said we need to recognize that this is a country founded on biblical principles, and we need to understand that, and somehow intelligent design fits into that. On the other side, you had somebody like Tracy Livingston saying, now, wait a second here. We're trying to prepare kids for high school and college, and we're not doing them any favors by suggesting that something other than evolution or something close to that is, in fact, science. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of all over the board.
So how did Diane Douglas, our current superintendent, then respond to all of this? You said she was on the defensive?
She was on the defensive. As she pointed out, she has never specifically included the words intelligent design in the proposed curricula. Mm-hmm. Now, by the same token, by taking out the word evolution or replacing it with certain things or kind of diluting it, I think her aim was to open it up for teachers to be able to teach something in the alternative. Now, she was a little defensive on it last night. She said, well, here's the deal, Howie. When people say evolution, well, there's chemical evolution and there's biological evolution, everything else, and somehow saying that by changing the standards, we're somehow making it easier for children to figure out on their own, what they believe in.
I want to pivot also and talk about Monday's meeting with the State Board of Education. There's a lot of eyes on what will be discussed there because they are going to weigh their sort of legal options about whether or not they can take disciplinary action against teachers who participated in this Red for Ed walkout. Do we know at this point what those options are, Howie?
Well, legally speaking, the options are everything right through revoking someone's teaching certificate. The problem becomes, did anyone breach their contract? I think most of the teachers, and obviously there were tens of thousands who walked out, were using personal days, which they are contractually entitled to. Now, the fact that they all chose to use them at the same time and the fact that so many of them took at the same time, forced school administrators to close the schools, is not exactly just happenstance. Mm-hmm. But if in fact a teacher is using his or her own contractual terms to take a personal day, then it's really difficult, I think, to say someone is in breach of contract. The other piece of it becomes, and this came up in the debate last night, is who determines this? I mean, if the local school board, which is the people who contract with the individual teachers, do not find the teacher to be in breach, who is the state board to find them in breach?
And this, of course, came up during the walkouts. We had Diane Douglas on our show saying, we will consider this, warning to the teachers, essentially. But was she under fire for that in the debate as well?
Oh, I think that there was a lot of discussion of Red for Ed and whether the walkout was a good idea. None of the Republicans thought it was a particularly good idea, albeit for different reasons. Mm-hmm. Jonathan Gelbart said, look, I think it undermines support for teachers. The question becomes, what did it accomplish? As Frank Riggs pointed out, he said, look, we would never have had this so-called 20 by 20, which is really 19% pay raise for teachers, had there not been Red for Ed. We would never had the extension of the 0.6 cent sales tax were it not for Red for Ed. And so he said, whether you believe teachers should have walked out, it certainly did help accomplish certain goals because it certainly drew public attention and political pressure to the issue.
And these candidates, of course, were just on the Republican side of the ticket. The Democrats debated last week. What did they have to say?
The funny thing about that is I don't think you could find a hair's breadth of difference between them on their issues. Mm. And so I don't want to say it's Tweedledee and Tweedledum, but in terms of the issues that separated them, there really wasn't much. Now, what'll get interesting, obviously, is that one Democrat and one Republican will survive the August 28th primary. And then we will get into the real debate on what happens. It'll also be interesting to see if Diane actually survives the primary. You have to remember that she got into the race 4 years ago by defeating incumbent John Hoopenthal in the Republican primary. So anything can happen in these races.
All right. Lots to watch for. That's Howie Fisher with Capital Media Services. Howie, thanks.
You're welcome.